So we want to hear a Libur Torah. I apologize, I did prepare the Korah sheets, but it was a little bit of a challenging day for my wife, and so we were busy, and somehow I left them in the box. Anyone who wants the 22-page Korah sheet that I prepared, I have Choyv, I'll send it to you, but I understand Mayor sent out the file, so you have it. So it's the first time I'm giving Shir a Korah sheet on my phone, but I'll make an exception. Okay, everyone has the file?
Those are looking
to the group chat. So it's an exceptional, unique thing. Okay, so if you look at the title is Ahavas Yisrael possible? Now the truth is we know the answer to that question. It must be, because the Torah is not mitzvah us on things that are not possible. I'll say something that has nothing to do with what we're talking about, and it could be we won't have enough time for the shir, but it's an important idea in and of itself. There are a lot of people today who say, look, you know, I'm like this, I'm like that, I can't be Makai in this mitzvah, I can't be, keep from this Aveira, it's impossible. Let's say there are people who have same-sex attractions. They say, can't expect me to hold back. The Torah would not be mitzvah me. What's the proof that that's wrong? How do we know the Torah is only mitzvah things we can do? The answer is Eishes Yifas Torah. Eishes Yifas Torah is a situation where the Torah feels it can't aser it. It's not ideal, but it can aser it. Dibur Torah Kenegad Di Torah. There are some people say, oh, you see from there, the Torah doesn't expect you to do what you can't do. So do me. No, the opposite. The fact that the Torah takes a situation like that into account shows you that everything else that is mitzvah you can hold up by. That's such an important idea. So if the Torah is mitzvah, they have to learn kamocha, it must be, then it's possible for us. And that's why on a deeper level I call the topic, how is Ahavat Yisrael possible? Because it must be possible. So those who have the sheets or whatever, they can listen to some other thing. The Torah has an Isser and Chiyuv. The Isser begins, Lo tisna et achicha bilvavecha. Then it talks about the dinim that come from that, Ochiach tochiach, Lo tisa lovched, Lo tikum, Lo titor, but then a higher level. Not just avoiding sin, but you have to learn from it. What an unbelievable addition. Anyone knows the two words that appear in the Torah after the after the Recha Kamocha? Ani Hashem. And obviously the question is, what's the relationship between the after the Recha Kamocha and Ani Hashem? And to a large extent, it's the relationship between Berab Lamach and Berab Lachavir. So just to understand a little bit the importance of this mitzvah, we have two Tanaim who emphasized it. Anyone knows either of the Tanaim who emphasized the importance of this mitzvah? Rabbi Akiva. And before Rabbi Akiva, anyone knows who was earlier to do it? Hillel. Let's start with Rabbi Akiva. Everybody knows it. Question: which is the Klal Gadol of the Torah? Ben Azai said, "Zeh Sefer Toldos Adam," right? Which is an interesting pasuk. Like, why would that be important? Klal Gadol of the Torah. Most of us don't even know the pasuk. Zeh Sefer Toldos Adam. We'll get back to that. Rabbi Akiva said, "V'ahavta l'recha kamocha." Zeh Klal Gadol of the Torah. That's what Rabbi Akiva said. And as I mentioned, Hillel came before him. Hillel spoke about the importance of this mitzvah in two places. The first is in a Mishnah. Anyone knows the Mishnah? Perek Rishon and Pirkei Avos, Mishnah Yud Beis. Hillel Omer, Hevi mi Talmidav shel Aaron. Aaron embodied this. Talmidim of Aaron were Oev Shalom, Virodev Shalom. Oev Esabrios, Umekar Velator. The first important thing to notice here is that it wasn't just what Aaron did. It's what Aaron loved. He wasn't Rodev Shalom because he thought it was important. He was Rodev Shalom because he was Ohev Shalom. And he wasn't Mekarev people because he felt Torah was important. He was Mekarev people because he loved them. Ohev Esabrios, he loved people. If you love someone, you want them to live their life correctly. Ohev Esabrios and Mekarvan LaTorah. Hillel was Ohev Esabrios. And not only was he Noah Dorish, he was Noah Mekayim, because everyone knows the story in the Gemara on Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph, where a goy came to Beit Shammai and asked him to convert him, 1 foot, right? What did Beit Shammai say? Forget about it. Came to Beit Hillel, what did Hillel say? Madasani loch, al tafsa l'chavrcha, right? And then he added, anyone remembers the words he used? Zohi kol ha-Torah kula. That's more than a klal gadol. To say the after the rechem was a klal gadol, okay, I don't know, whatever, right? But Zoe, call it Torah kula, really? The whole Torah is don't do to others what you don't want done to you. Itach zil gemar, the rest is just a pirish? How could he say such a thing? Rashi, the Gemara in Shabbat Daf Lamed Aleph, struggles to figure this out. He really struggles, I have to say. First Rashi says, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is your friend too. So you wouldn't do to Hashem what you wouldn't want to do to yourself, so you know, keep all those mitzvahs. The second shot Rashi gives is, most of the Averos are Ben Adam L'Chavero. I understand both Pshatim, but you understand the difficulty here. The Mesilas Yesharim in Bevir Chelke Achasidus summarizes what you see about the mitzvah of Hachter Reach Kamoch in a very powerful way. He says basically Hashem wants you to care about two things: what He wants and the rest of the Jewish people. That's what it means to be a chassid. Someone who cares about what the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants, and someone who cares about the fate of the Jewish people. I'm going to read you the words of the Mesilas Yesharim. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ohev Ela Mi She'ohev Es Yisrael. V'chol ma'asha adam magdil ahavaso liYisrael, gam HaKadosh Baruch Hu magdil olav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to care about two things: what He wants, and what the Jewish people want. So, the mitzvah of Avos Yisrael is very important. And now, as we obviously know, you see the importance of the mitzvah from what happens when you're not mekayim the mitzvah. And I want to point out something which you may never have thought of before. There are two periods in the year when the Jewish people mourn as a tzibur. Both of those periods are connected to the lack of Avos Yisrael. On the tzibur level and on the individual level. Let's start with the tzibur. We all know the Gemara in Yom Adaf Tesem and Beis, where the Gemara tells us that the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of the big three, right? What is that? The Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara says, Mikdasheni, when they were oskim b'Torah, uve mitzvos, uve gmilot chasadim. They were oskim gmilot chasadim. So why was it destroyed, asks the Gemara. The Gemara answers, because it was sinister. Lilamedcha, says the Gemara, this teaches you. Sheshkula sinas chinam keneged shalosh averu. The weight of sinas chinam is equally bad to the big three. What an unbelievable statement. And of course, we know an example of this. The story of Kamsa bar Kamsa. The petty hatreds between people. And we can understand not just Alderach HaNeis, we can understand Alderach HaTeva, why sinas chinam led to the Churba. Josephus, in his book about the Churban, writes that the Jews were so busy fighting each other that when the Romans got there, they didn't have any koyach left to fight the Romans anymore. Sinas chinam keeps you from being able to deal with enemies on the outside. In fact, the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yochanan in Yom Adaf Tes says that the fingernails of the people in Bayis Rishon were greater, better than the full stomachs of the people in Bayis Sheni. Meaning, the chet in Bayis Sheni was much worse. Why? So the Gra writes, how do you know the chet of Bayis Sheni was so much worse than Bayis Rishon? Because how long did it take the kapara for Bayis Rishon? How long for Bayis Sheni? And I think we can understand this based on the famous words of the Rambam, Hilchos Tshuva Perek Zayin. The Rambam says people, when they do tshuva, they think of meisim. The Rambam gives the example of gezel, gneva, znus, internet. The Rambam says you have to do tshuva from deos ros as well. And he says the tshuva from Deos Ros is much more difficult. Because once you get stuck in Deos Ros, it's very hard to fix it. I mean, you do a maisa wrong, it's not part of your essence. You're doing something wrong, you stop it. But when it becomes your personality, maybe people remember this from high school, you get a certain kind of trait. It's very hard to do. And that's why sinas chinam is so problematic. And the truth is, just to finish this idea, when and how did the first gullus of the Jewish people begin? Yaakov and his family are living in Eretz Yisrael. What got them down to Mitzrayim? It says the brothers, Vayisnu oto v'lo yuchlu dabro l'shalom. They hated Yosef so much they couldn't say hello to him. They couldn't speak to him nicely. And the truth is, the most famous mizmor about Yerushalayim, Mizmor Kuflaf Beis, Shir HaMalos LeDavid Samachti Be'omrim Li Beis Hashem Neilech, Omdos Yuragleinu B'sharayach Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim HaBnuya. Anyone knows the rest of the pasuk? The Malbim writes, the only way Yerushalayim can stand is when it brings the Jewish people together, when we can come together. And there's an interesting halacha the Yerushalmi learns from here. The Mishnah in Taina says that even though we have all kinds of xeros about taros, where if someone is not makbid on halacha, you have to be choshish that his food isn't tar, in the days when we have taros. The Mishnah in Taina says, but in the regular Yerushalayim, there was a moratorium on these dinim. Why? Yerushalmi says, because Yerushalayim is here, Shem HaFarbet V'Achba. It brings the Jewish people together. We can't go to Yerushalayim all the regal. This one's not going to eat from this one, that one's not going to eat from that one. We know how important Kashrus and Taurus is, but Yerushalayim and the regal, we have to come together. And that's why there's Churban when Yerushalayim is in function. And as I said before, both periods in the Jewish calendar when we mourn are connected to Sinai. The first we just mentioned is when the Tzibur falls apart. What's the other period of the year when we mourn? New, what's the other period? Sfira. Why do we mourn on Sfira? The death of the Talmid of Rebbe Akiva. Why did they die? How we relate to our Chaverim. One is the whole Tzibur. How we are as a nation. The other is the interpersonal level. We all know the famous Gemara of Yevamos Daf Samach Beis. Why did they die? Mipnei shelo nagu kavod zevazeh. And by the way, the Lubavitcher makes a deal that I think is correct. Is it Shaykh? The Talmidim Rebbe Akiva didn't respect each other. It says they didn't act with respect to each other. You ever have a situation where you have a friend and maybe there's a little competition and you don't treat him properly? It would give ground. If you do something with respect, you feel like you're giving ground. So you don't treat them with respect. If you can't show respect on an interpersonal level, interpersonal relationships form. In fact, everyone knows that the Akiva then went and taught five more Talmidim, and that's where we get Hamidu Talmidim Harbe, right? Anyone remembers the names of the five Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva who carried on the Mesorah? Anyone remembers? Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua. I want to tell you why I'm emphasizing Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua. In the fourth parable of us, Mishnah Yudbeis, Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, what was his statement? Yehi kvod talmid chachaviv alatha tishalach. Treat your talmid like yourself. Ukvod chavercha kemoi rabboch. And treat your friend like you treat your Rebbe. He's giving everyone a bump up, right? Treat your Talmidim like yourself. Treat your Chaverim like your Rebbe. Why did he say that? Because he knew why there was so much room in Rebbe Akiva's Beis Medrash. He understood what happened to the 24,000 before him. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Chof Ches Amud Beis says, that Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, when he was on his deathbed, his Talmidim came in to visit him and said, Rebbe, how do we get to Olam Haba? The first thing he said, Amar Lahem, he's Zohar of the Chol Chaverim. Be careful how you treat your Chaverim. There's a big challenge. Sometimes it's harder our own chaverim than it is how we treat people on the outside. Cook had a very powerful statement about this, which I want to share with you because it connects to the 3 weeks, which is obviously why I'm giving this year now. Rav Cook said in the Rota Kodesh, Im nechravnu v'nechrav ha'olam imanu al yedei sinas chinam. If we were destroyed and the world was destroyed with us because of sinas chinam, when the Jews fall apart, the world falls apart. In fact, the Gemara says in Yevamos Daf Samach Beis that when the Talmidim Rabbi Akiva died, v'haya ha'olam shamin, the world was desolate. If we are destroyed and the world is destroyed because of Sinas Chinam, says Rav Kook, Nashuv Libanos will be rebuilt. The Ha'olam Imanu Yibaneh Al Yedei Ahavas Chinam. It's Pasha, right? What should we be working on in the 3 weeks? Obviously, we should work on everything all the time. But one of the things is we have to figure out how we can relate to each other in a better way. So this is obviously an important mitzvah in general, but we see just how important it is by seeing what happens when it's missing. So the next part of the shiur, and I don't know if we have enough time, so I'll either give half the shiur today and come back and give the second part with the sheets, or we'll skip over this part and tell me what you want to rabari. But the second part of the shiur, what I'd like to talk about is the level of what's required for Avos Kinim was less than Mela. When you look at the scope of what's expected, it's terrifying. Not just the importance of the mitzvah, but how machmir we are with it. And I want to talk about two aspects of the scope. There's a discussion amongst the Rishonim, what does the ahavta l'reacha kamocha mean? Love your friend like yourself. The Ramban begins his piece and he says, it must be a haflaga. It must be an exaggeration. Who can love their friend like themselves? And by the way, halachically, we don't pass in this way, everybody knows, right? If you're in a desert with one canteen and a friend, Ben Petura, we don't know exactly who that was, says you got to split it. But Rabbi Akiva, says you don't split it. Rabbi Akiva, the same Rabbi Akiva who said, Zekal Agalava Torah says you drink the canteen yourself, Chayecha Kodman, right? And there's a deep idea to that. I want to explain the idea to that. The Buddhists, the Christians, to a certain extent, everybody's equal, we love everybody. Not true. You shouldn't act that way. I'll give an example like this. Let's say you're a good kid. You're a good son. You decide Erev Shabbos, you want to buy your mother flowers. The nice thing, you should do this, by the way, that is. You go to the store, you see flowers, you're so inspired. You know, you decide, I'm going to buy flowers for all the mothers on the block. A beautiful thing, no? You come home, you say, Mom, I bought flowers for all the mothers on the block. What's your mother going to feel? Not special. Now, your relationship with your mother is different than, let's say, with your wife. I guarantee you, if you go to buy flowers for your wife on Erev Shabbos, and you buy flowers for all of the wives on the block, your wife will not be happy. And for good reason, because love means when you love someone, more. So the Ramban says, must be aflaga. And then the Ramban suggests, what it means is, treat your friend like yourself. Fodo, Mimono, and there are many who bring a riot from the Rambam, because the Rambam, when he quotes Aloha after Riyas Kamocha, if you look inside in the sheets, we're on page 5, the Rambam talks about Mamon and Kavod of your friend. You look at the Sefer Mitzvah, second source, page 5, Mitzvah Reish Vav, the Rambam mentions how you treat Mamon of the Gufo, and it's based on the Mishnayos and Avos, which mention those two examples. But it's not a careful reading of the Rambam. Because if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Deos Perek Vav, Mishnah Halacha Gimel, he says, Mitzvah, Kol Adam, Leho, Vezkol Echav Echav Yisrael Gidufo, Lefichach Tzarech Lestaper B'Shivcho V'Lochas Al Mamono. The Mamon and Kavod are the therefore, not the whole Mitzvah. The root of the Mitzvah is to love him like yourself. And the Ramban later in his piece comes back around and explains in a very powerful way. The Ramban says, most people, good people, are able to care about other people on some level. And you'll help your friend be a better person. But we're not willing to help our friend be everything we are. Let's say you have a friend. You're better than him in basketball. You're better than him in learning. You're better than him in 10 ways. You'll help him in 5 ways. You can help him be everything you are. We have a problem because we're competitive. Says the Ramban, Behatol Rechamokha means Sheyishva Elov B'chol Tova. Not to let the kina affect us. Mesilas Yesharim, when he talks about Midas and Akias and Perik Yudalef, he says, that's the klal gadol of the Achlo Recha, kamocha. B'li shub hefresh, b'li chilukim, b'li tachbulos and mezimos, kamocha mamash. The chiddush is the kamocha of him being everything you are. That's a very high level. To command us to want to help every Jew to be everything we are. It's a very high level. And the second aspect of the scope of the mitzvah is that we're mitzvah not just to love the Jews we're supposed to love, we're mitzvah to love Jews you're supposed to hate. Now this is a part of Shia people can identify with. Hating other people, especially Jews. This is wonderful, right? There are Jews, it's mutter and even a mitzvah to hate. Those Jews you have to love also. Let's start with the ratio, which people maybe want to hear. How do we know from the Torah there are Jews you're supposed to hate? Anyone knows? The Torah writes in Parshas Mishpatim, when you see the chamor of your enemy, kitira chamor sonacha, crouching under the load, as of tazavimo, help with the loading and the unloading. How can the Torah give credence to hating another Jew? Is it mutter to hate another Jew? Mara says he's talking about a sinner. It's mutter to hate a sinner. Then Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, not only mutter to hate a sinner, mitzvah l'san also. There's a mitzvah to hate a sinner. Shenem ar yiras Hashem sinas rav. A person who really fears God is going to hate what the bad that people are doing. In fact, Avosir Rav Nosson on Mishnayos and Avos writes that there's a mitzvah to hate an apikoros, to hate a masorah, someone gives over to the government, to hate a midiach, someone tries to convince other Jews to sin. A mesit. The reason I emphasize mesit is because I believe this is the source in the Torah for it. Anyone remembers what a din of mesit is? A person tries to get you to serve a Avodah Zarah. The Torah says, listen carefully, I'm reading the Pasuk, Dvarim Perek Gimel Pasuk Tes. Lo tov elo. Don't listen to him. Lo tishma elov. Listen carefully. Lo tachos eincha elov. Have no mercy on him. Velo tachmo velo techase elov. Torah gives a number of low sessings. Why all those low sessings? The Sifri writes, Kevan Shenem, Aviyachel Recha Kamocha, Yachalato Hoev Lizeh, maybe you should love this guy too. Tamalom Elo Tovalom. And the Urim, Mitzvah Resh Chavdalit says, from here we see that a person who is a Mesit trying to get other people to sin, there's no mitzvah after Recha Kamocha. But that is not the day we pass in life Lahaloch. What do I mean? Torah writes in Dvarim Perek Chafez, if you see the chamor of your friend falling on the way, hakim takamimo, lift him up. Very similar pasuk to Parashat Mishpatim. Anyone knows what the difference is between the two psukim? pasuk in Mishpatim is talking about unloading, krika. The pasuk in Kitetze is talking about loading. Interestingly, these are the words we use for uploading a cell phone, right? Tina, krika tina, but this is what it is in the Torah. The Gemara in Bava Metzia says, let's say you have two friends. One is loading and one is unloading. Who do you help first? Unloading. Why? It's not about the Chaim Shinshin, because it may not apply by cars. But if it's by a car, it's totally equal, no? Unless it's just a categorical statement of the Torah, unloading, and then we don't care. But it's an interesting question. It's a good question for a 10-minute aloha. Two people loading, unloading the car. I don't know if you need ever advice, you know, for a topic. That'd be interesting in light of the Tzar Bala Chaim issue. But then getting back to the point. The Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Lamed Bet says there's one exception. Anyone knows the exception? There's one case where you help the person loading first. Anyone knows what it is? When your enemy is loading. Says the Gemara, why? Should fight against those feelings. Ask Tosfos and Pesachim, why fight against the feelings? What kind of Sony are we talking about? Sony is supposed to hate, so you should be mechazik the feelings. Says Tosfos, no. You may have a mitzvah to hate him. But if he knows that you hate him, he'll hate you back. You don't hate him, he'll hate you. It'll turn into sin of Gemura. We don't want that. Michael, why should it be Sinag Mura? He's a chote. What do you see from here? Even those is a mitzvah to hate? Not all the way. And the chor, the pshat is based on the famous Gemara and Brachos. Now, if you, Gemara tells us the story that in the neighborhood of Rabbi Meir, there were Jews who were trying to get him killed. It seems they were Christians. And he was davening that they should die. His wife, Bruria, said to him, you're doing the wrong thing. It doesn't say Yitamu Chotim in Aretz. It says Yitamu Chotim in Aretz. The Gemara says, Rabbi Meir then davened they should do tshuva. Mishan wrote it, and they did tshuva. That's the Chor of the Pshat. We are not supposed to hate Jews. We're supposed to hate sin. That's an unbelievable thing. You have a Jew who's mamish a mesit. You have a Jew. He's Chot Yonachli as a rabbin. Got to love him. In fact, the Chazon Ish wrote that Bizman Azeh, the halacha of Moridin, a Jew is a bad person, you put him into the pit. Today, we got to tie ourselves to every Jew with chains of love. Because today, you know, it's a different reality of where Jews are. I want to read a piece from Rafuk, the book of Chazon Ish agree on this. Bottom of page 7, Midos Arhiya. It's a powerful, shocking piece that just one shir isn't enough to explain. Rafuk wrote like this, get ready. Midas ha'ava hashruya b'nishmas ha'tzadikim. The midah of love that resides in the souls of tzadikim. Kolele says kol abruim kulam. It includes all of creation. Ve'eina motziah min haklal. And it doesn't exclude shum davar v'lo an b'lashon. It excludes nothing, no people, no tongue. Va'afilu amalek. Now Cook writes, you have to love amalek. You're supposed to kill Amalek, of course, right? But you're supposed to love them too. So at least today I want to explain to you why it's so important. And I think Rav Kook was building off of the Lashon of Hillel in that Mishnah. What did Hillel say about the Talmidim of Aaron? Ohev Shalom ve... Rodev Shalom, continue. Ohev es... Habrios. Why does he use the word Brios? What do Brios mean, anyone? Creations of Hashem. You know why you're supposed to love all the creations? Because they're God's creations. What does it mean to love God if you don't love His creations? The Baal HaTanya wrote in Perek Lamed Beis of the Sefer HaTanya, the Chabad Chassidim consider that to be not a coincidence. Perek Lev. He made this diuk and he said that Hillel, focusing here on people, there's no other reason to love but Hashem created them. And the Babaji Rebbe, the Baal Tanya, elaborates and said there's a mitzvah to hate him and a mitzvah to love him. That's what you see. Oevis Abrios. People where there's no reason but their creations of Hashem. How can you say you love a Kodesh Baruch Hu? You hate everything He creates. You hate anything He creates. In fact, I believe this is the deeper pshat in the Ahasa L'Reacha Kamocha. What's the next two words? Hashem. And it's a powerful Gemara in Tainis Hachof. The Gemara says that one of the Rabbonim, Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, was riding on his donkey. And he saw an ugly person. The Gemara said, I'm just taking the Gemara. And the ugly person said to him, Shalom Aleichem. And Rav Lezer Shimon said, don't say Shalom Aleichem, you're ugly. This is where it says, now how, what's the explanation? There's a lot, but first you're letting me know. The guy said, tell the one who made me. Where it says, Rav Lezer Shimon got off his donkey and begged for forgiveness. The guy refused to forgive him. And I think there's no better place than Camp Kaylee to speak about this concept. Because Baruch Hu created everyone. Everyone's beautiful. We may not just appreciate how and why. You can say to me, you know, when it comes time for yeshiva, this kid's a good kid. And I said, every kid's a good kid. It's just a matter of whether they found their groove and they found their place. And everybody, every kid's a good kid. Because Baruch Hu created everyone as a good kid. Could be we haven't figured out how and why. And I'll elaborate on this because people look at me like I said something strange. The biggest problem we have is that people need ways of rating people, right? We need a system. So it could be SAT scores. It could be landonos. It could be good in sports. It could be looks. It could be whatever it is. We need a scale. Now, on that scale, there's one guy at the top and everybody else below. That's not a healthy thing. But it both creates everybody perfectly, just on a different scale. When we rate ourselves on other people's scales, we're missing who we are. Because we're trying to be better on someone else's scale instead of the scale Kodesh Baruch Hu created for us. So this is concept number one. In fact, the Medrash in Sefer Shmos even says that a Kodesh Baruch Hu has a relationship with people as twins, and that when a Jew is in pain, a Kodesh Baruch Hu is in pain. If we continue on page 9, we see that the Mishnayos and Mesechus Avos always bring together Avas Hashem with Avas Abrios. Perek Vav. Ohev es hamakom. Ohev es Abrios. Always together. Let's see who the cook wrote. Love of God, real love of God, expresses itself in loving His creations. That's how you know you're a lover of God. Cook wrote in Oros HaKodesh that a person who thinks the Shem Shemayim in a pure way cannot possibly hate or denigrate any creation of a Kodesh Baruch. He says the hatred and denigration comes from choosing to emphasize what someone is missing instead of what they have. There are two kinds of extreme problems. One is you're a Balgadva. You emphasize everything you have and everything everybody else lacks. The other is you have low self-esteem. You emphasize everything you don't have and everything everybody else has. And the real answer is, you should see everything everybody else has. You should appreciate who everyone else is. You should appreciate who you are too. And realize the things you need to fix. Avas Hashem means loving His creations. And I want to flip it over now. Not only does Avas Hashem mean loving His creations, but how do we get to Avas Hashem? How do we get to Avas Hashem? None of us saw Hashem. None of us ever see Hashem. It's one thing to say we need to believe in Hashem. I don't need to see Hashem to believe in Hashem. I see a world. But how do I love? How do I have an emotional relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu? It's not possible. There are two things Chazal tell us. V'dibarta bom. One is through Torah. Torah is God's wisdom. You see God's wisdom, you understand. Second, the Rambam writes, Perek Beis, Hilchos Yesodei Torah. After Perek Aleph, talking about the mitzvah of Emunah, Perek Beis, the mitzvah of Ahava Yira. What does the Rambam say? V'heyachi Aderech. Anyone remembers? How do you get to Ahava Yira? You study God's world. What's the greatest creation in God's world? What's the most impressive creation in God's world? Human beings. That's how you get to Avas Hashem. Not just Avas Hashem should express itself in loving human beings, but loving human beings is the way to get to Avas Hashem. And this is why the Magen Avraham on the Shulchan Aruch tells us that the Arizal before davening Shacharis was mekabel on himself the mitzvah of Ve'ahavta L'Reacha Kamoch. And the Talmud of the Ari, Rav Chaim Vital, said, that is how your tefillos get up to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, when you show that you appreciate His creations. In fact, and it really helps if you have in the course here, page 10, the famous Mishnah in Avos, which says, who is the Mechubad? Ezeo Chacham Alam Yom Kol Adam. Ezeo Asher Smech B'chelko. Right? Ezeo Mechubad. Anyone remembers? Who is the respectable one? Anyone remembers the pasuk that's quoted? The pasuk from Shmuel Aleph, which says, "Ki mechabdaya chabed." I respect those who respect me. What's the Mishnah saying? Someone who respects people, it's really a way of respecting Hashem. And this is the powerful meaning of the pasuk we saw in the beginning of the Shema. Remember, Zeh Sefer Tolos Adam. According to Ben Azai, that's the cloud God of the Torah. What does the pasuk Zeh Sefer Tolos Adam mean? What's the rest of the pasuk anyone knows? that Sefer Toldos Adam, B'yom v'ro Elokim Adam, the day he created him, B'dmus Elokim Asalto. God made him in God's image. That's a very important pasuk. It's a pasuk that talks about how man is created in the image of God. That's a tremendous pasuk. In fact, the Medrash says something very powerful. The Medrash Rabbah says, you have to learn to come over and treat your friend like yourself. Let's say you're, you make fun of yourself, and you make fun of your friend too. That's your guy, you make fun of everyone. Equal opportunity making fun of, right? You deprecate yourself, you deprecate everybody else. It says the Medrash, Im tivaza es chavercha, if you're embarrassing your friend, teda ad mi ata mevaser. Know who you're embarrassing. In fact, in the Sifra it says, Rabbi Akiva says, after Rech come up as a cloud bubble, Ben Azai says, this is called the Zadam, is a cloud bubble, he said. It's an even greater cloud. Why? After Rech come up, he says, treat your people like yourself. Zeh Sefer Kol Zadam, Musil Kim says, treat your friend like you treat a good girl. That's why the Shalom Kodesh writes, there are two places in the Torah where we're commanded about Ahava. Ahava is Hashem Lekecha, and after the rest of them over. And he says they're connected. And I want to add one last idea about this, and then we'll spend a few minutes talking about how. There's two places in the Torah where we use the word dveikus. One context is Hashem. You have to have dveikus in a Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? Where's the other place in the Torah where we use the word dveikus? Anyone knows? Adam B'Yishtar, right? Why is he used in those two places? I think he can answer in the following way. When Baruch creates Adam, why does he separate Chava from her? What does the Torah say? Lo tov eyot. Adam levado, right? It's not good, he should be alone. I have a simple kasha. But Baruch Hu couldn't have created human beings in a way that it would have been good if they were alone. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu create human beings in a way that they need each other? If we were created in a way that we didn't need anybody else, we wouldn't think of a Kodesh Baruch Hu either. When we feel we're missing something, when we feel we're incomplete without others, it can help us open our minds to the fact that we need more than ourselves. And that's Pshat and Rashi. Everyone says, Lo tov yod adam levado. It means he doesn't have friends. What does Rashi say about you? Rashi says, he'll think Hashem's on the bottom and I'm here and I don't need him. Everyone asks, that's Pshat and the pasuk. What about even Ezra and Rashi found in the Chesed in this way? Everyone says, Yod lechavero. But that's the point. Why does Hashem create us with a need of lechavero? So we should appreciate when you think you're lost. If a person doesn't know how to love other people, they can't come to love a Kodesh Baruch Hu because they're not used to loving anything else. When you understand what it means to stick and connect to someone in this world, whether it's a chaver or a lahavdil, a wife, you can start to understand what it means to connect to someone beyond this world. And that's Vegas, and that's Shir Hashirim, and that's why all this is so important that we both create it this way. And of course, the halacha that expresses this is a very simple halacha. If you want to be the holiest Jew doing the holiest avoda, connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the highest way, you must have a wife. You want to be a Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur? The Chibur Ba'ado of Yad Beis. And that's the first thing in the Sefer Yom. For Shem, we have to have a wife, and maybe another wife, and three wives. You have to have a wife. It has to be connected. And in fact, the Gemara says if he has two, it's a problem. It's got to be only one. It's got to be that kind of exclusive relationship. So now the question is, if Ahavas Yisrael is so important and so hard, how do we get it? So now we only have 12 minutes. But I want to tell you two quick things, and you have all the Makaris here. You can look yourself. There are two things that are very important. One is how you generate a friendship. Other is how you generate love. And we don't talk about this enough, but it's in the Torah. It's not the moving tarig in the psychologist. You don't have to bring in David Pelkovitz as a big gadol. I'm not taking it. But you don't need, all you need is the Torah. How you build a friendship and how you build love. It's all in the Torah. I'll tell you one, and I'll tell you the second. You have all the Makaris here you can take. Benjamin Franklin was a legislator in the Pennsylvania legislature. And there was another guy in the legislature who didn't like him. Whatever he did, he didn't like him. One day, Benjamin Franklin noticed, he asked this legislator if he could borrow one of the manuscripts he had. And the guy lent it to him. Benjamin Franklin noticed, suddenly the guy was very friendly to him. So Benjamin Franklin coined something, you can look it up online, it's called the Benjamin Franklin effect. Benjamin Franklin said, people like those they help more than they like those who help them. You want to build a relationship with someone? Help them out. Do something for them. You're in a Shana Bet guy in Yeshiva, right? You help some Shana Aleph guy. You feel a kesher. We feel connected to other people when we help them. 1,500 years before Benjamin Franklin said this, we found it in the Gemara. Anyone remembers where we saw it already in this year? Remember the Gemara in Bava Metzia said, if your friend is unloading and your enemy is loading, help your enemy first. Why? That's how you build a friendship. The Gemara! The one who elaborated on this extensively, of course, was the Michtav Meleo. The Michtav Meleo has very powerful pieces he does. It's strange, people love their children more than anybody else. And their whole life is about giving to their children. We love those we give to. In fact, the Michtav Meleo said that the word ahava really is built off the word hav, which means to give. And there are those who suggest that the word ahava is a combination of ato hav, you give. It's a very powerful story by Rav Shlomo Kalbach. I can tell Rav Kalbach's story here. It's okay, Mr. Tommy. Yeah, I can understand it. It was called and I didn't remember. Leibowitz and I grew up, so people knew these stories. Now today, it's like old stuff. There's a story of Shlomo Kalbach called the Holy Hunchback. The Holy Hunchback. Shlomo Kalbach met a Jew in Tel Aviv who had survived the Holocaust, and he was totally hunched over from having been beaten by the Nazis. And he was a street sweeper in Tel Aviv. And Rav Kalbach came over to him, where he's from. He didn't want to talk to him. Eventually, after a while, he started talking to him. He goes, I'm from Piasetzna. And this is before everyone knew Piasetzna. Rav Shlomo said, from Piasetzna? You must have known the Piasetzna rabbi. He goes, no, I didn't know him. He goes, no, you must have known him. You must have known him. He goes, fine, I knew him. Because you have to tell me a Torah from the Piasetzna. Because there's nothing. How can I tell you any Torah after the Holocaust? I don't remember anything. He goes, no, you must remember something. He goes, okay. The Piasetzna had a yeshiva for little boys. And I was one of the boys in the yeshiva. And I'll never forget Kabbalah Shabbos at the Piasetzna. Because at the highest spiritual point, the Rebbe would say, I'm not saying in Yiddish, remember one thing, sweet children, Tayr Lekindelach. The greatest thing in the world is to do someone else a favor. Because I was a little boy, what did I understand about that? The place I started to understand it was Auschwitz. When I was beaten and my back was broken and I had no reason to live anymore. Suddenly it hit me, the greatest thing in the world is to do someone else a favor. And you know how many favors we can do in Auschwitz? So that's why I survived. And then I came to Tel Aviv, I had no family, no friends, and here I'm sweeping the streets. Why should I live? You know how many times I walked into the Mediterranean Sea and I wasn't going to come back? And then I heard the words of the Rebbe, Tayr Lekindelach, the greatest thing in the world is to do someone else a favor. You know how many favors I could do in Tel Aviv? And he told him the whole story of Shlomo, of course, with the Rebbe. So he came back. Next time he's in Israel to look for the sweeper, and he found out that he had died. And that was his last favor. That's passing on to Rav Shlomo this powerful message. And that's really true. Unfortunately, you know, most little kids, you grow up, you're a sweet kid, you want to help other people. But we're trained by the society around us to feel that if you help somebody else, you're a friar. You know what that means in Hebrew, a friar? You're a loser. The only thing in Eretz Yisrael, the worst thing in the world to be is a friar. We have friar, we help somebody else. Anyone here from New York? Grew up in New York? You grew up in New York, you know, you don't do people a favor. If you're from New Jersey, you're in the Rosh or the Shechina, you know, or the Shechina, you know, you don't do a favor either. You know, you're in New York. But that's how you build friendships. And now, because we have to conclude, I want to get to the last point, which is how you build love. How do you build love? So this is a whole thing in and of itself, but just to talk about it briefly. We love something in someone who we appreciate. We love something in someone who enrich us, who make our lives better. You have someone you learn a lot of favor from. You have a love from them. You learn something else, lahavdil, more important, less important. You have a love for them. I want you to know, there's a Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael, I learned a lot of Torah from his name, but that's the Weinfeld, if you don't know. His Torah is so sweet. So sweet. I love his Torah, and I love him. My life is different. I asked him if he had stuff on the Yonah Tzvillah, I'm teaching Yonah Tzvillah. He had, I wrote to him, you made my whole summer. That's what I feel. You love someone you appreciate who enriches your life, who gives you more, makes you feel you have something. It's very simple. The way we love every Jew and every Bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to look for what that person, that Bria, has that can teach you something, that can improve you, that you can gain from. Now the problem is, like Rabbi Lemelis Mendezhin said, Adar Abatein Belibeinu Lahat, right? We look at other people, we're so competitive, we look for the negative. If we really genuinely looked, what does that person have that can make me better? We would love everyone. It's a question of choice. In fact, I want to tell you something very powerful about learning from others. Do you know who we learn from about the importance of learning from others? The Makor is the Malachi Asharis. What do I mean? We talk Kedusha three times, we say in davening, right? The first time is in Kriya Shema. We talk about how the Malachim say Kedusha, which is why you don't have to stand up. You don't need a minion, right? The second time, what we call Kedusha, we do like them. We're doing like them, and if we have to stand up and you jump up and down, and you need the 10 people, that should reduce your fine. The third time is in Ovalatzia. Why do we have a third time? We add the third time what? Anyone remembers what we add in Ovalatzia we didn't say the first two times? The Targum. Mekablin Dain Mindain. Right? Everyone remembers we say the Targum. Why? When we say Kedusha, we don't just say Kadosh and Baruch. We say Vekara Zel Zeb Yomar. Vekara Zel Zeb Malachim calls each other, says the Targum of a Kabbalah name and name. They receive something from each other. Vechulam Mikablim Aleihem Ol Malchut Shamayim Zemizeh. That's when Uvalatzil go. One of the biggest problems we have as people, forget the conservative and the former, within Orthodox, it's disintegrating into hundreds of little sects who are 100% convinced they have a monopoly on the truth. Nothing for me to learn from anybody else. Come on, let's learn. The richest people in the world are the people who know how to learn from us. Sure, within the firm world. Umekablim dein min dein. That's where Ahava comes from. Rav Nachman Breslov writes a very powerful piece. When you look at another person, for sure when you talk to another Jew, you have to talk with them with Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim. Yeah, you're talking to a creation of God. Says Rav Nachman, Kedei lekabel his orus mehanekudo sheyeshpo, to be inspired by the point that he has. That's a fashion. And says Rav Nachman, Uvizan Akudashor Ha'av. That's where love lies. But it all begins with a hisnaklus. And I'll leave you with one very important pasuk. We say, Tehillim Perek Lamed Daled, Mi Aisha Chafetz Chaim, Oved Yomim Liros Tov, Nitzor Lishon Chomeiros, Vasechem Yidavir Mirma. Right? Everyone knows the psukim. What are these psukim about? Yes, the average person, they'll say the Yisra of Lashon Hara. How do you know it's not about the Yisra of Lashon Hara? It's in Sefer Tehillim, it's not about Yisra. What is the pasuk about? Mi Aisha Chafetz Chaim. Who loves life? The answer is Oyv Yomi. Who has a desirable life? The person who loves every day. What a great life it would be if you loved every day of your life. What's the secret for loving every day of your life? Liros Tov. If you woke up in the morning, looked at your parents, your siblings, your friends, your school, your shul, saw all the good in them, what kind of day would you have? We call a person like that naive. What kind of day does he have? Well, let's say you wake up in the morning, you see all the negative in your siblings, your parents, your school, your mom, you're accurate. You listen to the fan, or you listen to talk radio, you learn how to criticize and be cynical of everybody and everything. You're accurate! What kind of day are you going to have? The advice of Sefer Tehillim is stop speaking about the bad. Because if you spend your time speaking about the bad, you won't be able to focus on the good. What kind of life are you going to have? And just to conclude, we have a lot of these sources in the second part of the sheet. The Sgula for how to better your atmosphere is this. in the Mishnayos and Avos, each generation of the Tanoim spoke about, if you look at the Makoros on the last page, how to be makabel other people when you see them. And that moment of how you're makabel other people sets the tone for everything else. Page 22, Shammai said in generation 1, Hevi mekabel is kol adam, b'sever ponim yafos. Rabbi Yishmael said 2 generations later, Hevi mekabel is kol adam, b'simcha. And then Rav Masya ben Charosh, the next generation, Perek Dalet, Hevi makdim b'shlom kol adam. Say hello to people before they say hello to you. And the model of this was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Gemara and Sukkot Afalchaz gives a list of what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai knew. I'll read part of it. Mikra Mishnah Gemara Halachas Agadas Yiduke Torah Yiduke Sofim Kalim Chamuris Zeri Shabbos Kufas Gematrios Sichas Malachi Asharis Sichas Shedim Sichas Kalim Shabbos Kofsim. He knew a lot. He had every reason to look down at everybody else. The Gemara and Brachas Afiyat Zayin said that they said about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai that no one ever said hello to him first. Even a random goy in the shuk. Here's a guy has every reason to be walking around with his nose in the air. And he's making sure to use who he is to be machshav everybody else. A random guy in the shuk. This is how you build a framework around yourself of appreciating people and making people feel appreciated. Says Rav Nachman Yerbeth, let's be the shuk here. To bring everyone to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is what everybody wants, we accomplish when we explain things to each other. If you come from a position of a know-it-all, trying to educate everybody else because you know it all, you're not going to educate anybody. When you're able to help someone see that you see value in them, that they're going to see value in what you have to say. You want to know the first way to open the door with kids you're involved in? Let them feel you see something in them. If you see them as a wall, you'll be talking to the wall. You see them as someone. You're saying you're a valuable kid. You've got good stuff. Wow, maybe I can give you something, help you become even better. But it has to be emissive. This is what Ahava builds up. This is what we need if we want to try and improve the situation of Am Yisrael and fix the Churbanos. I'm sorry I didn't give you sheets. There's a lot more across in the sheets, and I wish everybody successful. Avoid that this summer.